Welcome, fabulous ladies, to the Queen's Mindset, the sanctuary where the art of feminine power intertwines with the world of love and relationships. This is your space to awaken your inner queen and uncover the untapped potential of your feminine essence. I'm your host, Jenny White, a relationship and femininity coach on a mission to change the lives of countless women. Together, we will explore the depth of self-love, intimacy, and connection, empowering you to create the fulfilling relationships you desire and deserve. So, my beautiful queens, are you ready to tap into your feminine power and cultivate the fulfilling relationships you've been longing for? Well, look no further, because this is where your journey begins. Welcome to the Queen's Mindset. Hi, queens. Thank you for listening to another podcast episode of mine. And today's topic is ghosts of the past, navigating the world of ghosting and reappearances. Yes, you heard it right. We are talking about ghosting. Probably one of the number one topics in relationship and dating. And it happens more and more often. And a lot of women who come through my virtual or literal doors really seek help with that. I get a lot of messages in regards to that too, because a lot of women don't know how to deal with this or how to respond to this or why they got ghosted. So first things first, what is ghosting? What is ghosting? Because some of you might not know. So I can't just assume that you know. So ghosting is literally when you had a conversation, any form of kind of relationship with them, and all of a sudden they stop communicating. They disappear. You send them messages. You try to call them. You try to email them. You try every area to get hold of them, but they're just not responding. They're gone. And you're really worried. You're thinking, oh my gosh, have I done something wrong? Why they are ghosting me? You might get angry and then you doubt yourself. You're going through tons of messages you have sent to each other before he ghosted you to just find out what happened. And some women can't sleep. They feel really hurt. They feel they have done something wrong. Their self-esteem is gone. It really chips away at our mental health at times, especially if it happens more than once. And there is actually a very interesting study. One of the dating apps, this one called Plenty of Fish, done a survey. They done a study on that. So they surveyed people and found out that 78% of women they surveyed had been ghosted at least once, compared to 58% of men. So in a world of women, it's far more likely when I'm a woman to get ghosted. So that's the reason why I thought, let's talk about it. I mean, men will benefit from this here too, if they're listening to this. So yeah, ghosting, let's start. What's the reason? Why could that be that you get ghosted? So first things first, do not overanalyze. Do not. Did you get it? Do not overanalyze and think, oh my gosh, I've done something wrong. It must be me. Don't. Because the main reason why they usually ghost you is on dating apps or in the online world. So they have not made really a connection with you. If they had made a connection with you and you went on a date and you thought it went great, and then they don't contact you anymore and ghost you, of course you think, oh my gosh, they are not attracted to me. There was for them no chemistry. And then they ghost you, which is not great, because a person who ghosts you usually has a fear of confrontation. So one of the reasons could be that they know they are not interested in you, you're okay, but not what they're looking for, or they are not looking for a committed relationship, or whatever the reasons. And they don't want to communicate that, because when they communicate that, they have to deal with your response. either some women cry, some women get angry. It's very, very rare that the woman thinks, okay, fine, at least he's honest. Thank you very much, and move on. Usually it hurts. And if this fella is not communicating to you that he's not interested and has a fear of confrontation, he's just leaving the scene. He's just leaving that because he doesn't then have to deal with it. And this is not a man we want to engage with anyways. A guy who's just able to do this is not mature enough for us. I teach my women and I show my women how to attract, create, and maintain high vibe relationships. Not just like mediocre ones, high vibe relationships. A maturity in communication is a massive factor in a fulfilling relationship. So this guy is just immature. It's a form of immaturity. A real true man in his healthy masculine has no fear. They communicate. They communicate that they are not interested, and they're hopefully communicated in a classy way. So, of course, if you have a look, also sometimes they ghost you because they are unsure. They might be completely unsure about, I don't know, you're kind of good, kind of not. And in the dating world these days, we have too many options. We're chatting to so many people that we can't really form deep, meaningful connections. It's like necessarily not the best option for you to find the one in the online world. So with that, that guy very likely, like you probably, when you are using dating apps, will chat to several women. And he might keep his option open. So he might have found somebody for a moment who interests him a little bit more. So he gives that person more of his time to nurture a connection, to assess if she's maybe better than you. It's very sad. We live in a very sad world because giving people too many options creates a decision paralysis. That means we are always looking for novelty, always going out to find something better. We can't make a right decision. We are always prevented from really building deep, meaningful relationships, which is not good. So he might just disappear and think, okay, I don't want to tell her I'm not interested. I'm interested in this woman for a moment. So I don't know, because you might be still interesting enough for him. So he just doesn't talk to you. He can't split his time between all the people he's talking to. So he uses his time for someone else, but keeps his options open because he hasn't made a decision, hasn't communicated anything. So not saying anything is keeping his option open. He thinks he could reappear then and create another connection with you. Has a massive emotional impact. So that's now also a reason why they appear again. So when they are, for example, reappearing in your inbox after weeks and weeks or months sometimes even, they might have found out that the grass isn't greener on the other side and that you are actually a really good person. So they have gone, not literally, they went shopping, yes, maybe went out with another woman, maybe pursued her for a while, and then thought, oh no, this other girl I ghosted for a while, she was actually far better. And then they appear again, reappear. All of a sudden, you maybe just wake up one morning and have a message in your inbox. And he tries to just chat with you like nothing happened. Nothing happened because you thought, okay, so here I am. How are you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while. And you messaged him, thought, hey, are you okay? You might have messaged him and everything. Or he comes up with a very lame excuse why he didn't send you anything back, not even a tiny little message. And boredom could be the same. He he might not be up for a relationship, so he's bored, and he thought, ah, I know, nobody else is chatting with me at the moment. I'm going through my messages I have, and there's this person. This person is you. I haven't messaged her for a while. Have a look how she is. So he's bored. He's bored. And that sounds so simple, isn't it? Another thing is he's curious. So he knows he ghosted you. And now time passed by and he hasn't found the one or an interesting woman that will complement his life. And now he thought, oh, I'm curious, what's with her? What's with her? I ghosted for 3 months ago. Have a look, or 4 months ago. And he pops in to just have a check if you are also still single as him. So he just is curious what you are doing. Are you still single? Do I still have a chance? So he's testing the waters a little bit. And of course, an ego boost. And a lot of women experiencing that, because often they find like they are going onto these dating apps and these guys are really great. They sound really great. You're chatting backwards and forwards, maybe even voice messaging, maybe even had a call. And when it comes then all of a sudden to meeting up and make things like really real, they're gone off, because some of the men on there might have girlfriends, might have even wives, fiancés, and they are going fishing for an ego boost if they can still get a girl interested in them. So they're doing that. That's a really toxic thing. That's the reason why I'm saying, if you use dating apps, and usually all my women I talk to, I say to them first thing first, take a break from them. Create real life connections. It's so much quicker and so much easier. But I get it. Some women use dating apps. When you use them, do not spend hours, weeks, months sometimes on that dating app, chatting backwards and forwards. It's the cheapest form of investment man can do in a woman, and vice versa. Get them on a phone call ASAP, and even a video chat. Video chat with them before you go on a real date. Why do I say that? And I don't want to sound shallow or anything like that, but have a look if there's already a spark on that video chat. Do you like him? Is there how he behaves, how he talks, how he looks like? Yes, looks are still important in some form or way too. They are. It's not a shallow thing. We need to have some form of chemistry. Don't go out with a fella, he pays for the bill, and you would not have been interested in him at all if you would have seen him on a video chat with you. Don't do that. It's like horrible for the men too. It's better and easier to really cut it off than after the video chat and tell him it's a no. So how do you respond to these beautiful men? How do you respond to these beautiful ghosts who come into your inbox and with an "What's up? How are you doing, gorgeous?" or things like that? So how do you respond to them? So my thing first is, you are a high value woman. You need to behave like a high value woman, like a queen. Queens don't waste their time. A guy who has ghosted you once is very likely to ghost you again. And there are so many reasons why they sometimes tell you that they couldn't respond. And some of the reasons sound so brilliant and so understandable that you feel guilty to not give him a chance. Don't. Honestly, don't. 99.9%, it's all really immaturity, and they will definitely ghost you again. High value women keep usually silent. They usually would have blocked him straight away. They give them maybe a couple of days, and if he's not responding at all, they're off. They're off. Maximum a week. If he's not responding, block him, move on. You are not a side dish. You are not a second option. People who ghost you have no time in your life. Time is so precious. And it sounds so cheesy because everybody's saying that you can't get time back. All these quotes you read everywhere. You can't. Don't waste 1 minute on that guy. If you want to respond to that, you could say, for example, thank you for reaching out, but I've learned that life's too short to waste time on someone who's not willing to put in the effort. I'm looking for a partner, not a ghost. That's it. And then block. Do not engage in communications where he said, oh, don't be like this. Give me another chance. I know it's horrible. I'm sorry. Do not. That's the reason why I'm usually saying don't respond. Block. 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 Because think about that. You as a high value woman, the reason why you should not re-engage with these ghosts again is you need to respect yourself. You know that you deserve respect in a relationship, and being ghosted is a sign of disrespect. So when you re-engage with a man who ghosted you, you actually send them a message that his behavior is acceptable. You reward him with your attention. You tell them that this is okay. Literally. Another thing is also a high value woman wants to trust a partner or possible relationship, a love interest. So literally, if somebody is just ghosting you and leaves you hanging and thinks it's okay to ghost you, trust is broken. It is. You deserve so much better. And as a high-value woman, as a queen, you have a high self-esteem, high self-worth. You protect your self-worth. Because you know, by just like inviting him again into your life, when he ghosted you, that's like really having a negative impact on your self-esteem. It's like also not a beautiful portrayal of a high-value woman and that you are worthy of being respected and treated with love and that he carries your heart with care. And high-value women have boundary settings. We are not lowering our standards, ladies. We are not. It's not like, oh, yeah, give me a chance. Come on, I know it can happen, blah, blah, blah. No, we are not doing it. We are not doing it. We have our boundaries in place. We know them. We know our standards. And then again, we don't have the time to waste on people. We really know how precious time is. Your focus, your attention is precious. If he doesn't respect that, he will waste your time anyways. You don't want to go for a mediocre relationship. You don't. You don't deserve that. A person who's doing that to you is relatively selfish, immature, and is just chopping around. If you give him another chance to re-engage, it's built on a quite wonky foundation. And you don't deserve that. You deserve love. Don't engage with them. Don't overanalyze why they ghosted you. Don't think it's you. Understand it's them. It's their immaturity. It's their disinterest. Their actions speak louder than any sweet nothings they're put into your inbox. You don't need that. There are men out there who would not do this. They would not dream of doing that to you. Concentrate on yourself. Concentrate on the friendships in your life, the people who appreciate you. Do not barter or bargain with your self-worth. You don't deserve that, ladies. So I love you and leave you with this today. Ponder a little bit about it. Let me know what you think and hope to see you around soon. And there we have it, ladies, another enriching episode of The Queen's Mindset, where we've continued to explore the depths of self-love, intimacy, and connection, all in the pursuit of cultivating fulfilling relationships. As your journey progresses, remember to honor your inner queen, embrace your feminine essence, and cherish the connections you forge along the way. The path to love and fulfillment is yours to create, and I'm honored to be your guide on this incredible adventure. Continue to shine your radiant light and create the life you desire and deserve. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review to spread the love and empower more women on their journey. Thank you for joining me on The Queen's Mindset, and until next time, stay fabulous.